Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom! All right, we're doing it big. We're doing it big for fantasy football. Everyone knows I'm on a mission to become the king of fantasy football, to be the king. You got to be at the greatest kickoff event of the fantasy football season. We're doing it. I'm doing it with my friends over at DraftKings to host Fantasy Sports Fest Sunday, August 20th at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. I cannot wait. There will be a live I Am Rappaport stereo podcast with Jim Brewer, Trey Wingo, and a very, very special guest. Ticket also gets you drills on the same field as the New England Patriots, behind-the-scenes access to Gillette Stadium, food, drink packages, live duress mock drafts, and more. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you're not going to want to miss. It's the first time the Gringo Mandingo takes over Foxborough.
Yeah.
Go to FantasySportsFest.com. That's FantasySportsFest.com for early bird ticket prices, and use my promo code DINGO to save $10 on tickets. You got balls to dance with the dingo? Well, come see me August 20th, 2017 at Gillette Stadium. FantasySportsFest.com for early bird ticket prices and use the promo code DINGO to save 10 bucks. Can't wait. July 29th, Dallas, Texas, Saturday night. It's going down the night before the Big Three. Me and G Moody and very special guests. It's going to be fantastic. Tickets are available at iamrappaporttour.com. I hope to see you at the show, and then I hope to see you the next day at the Big Three in Dallas. Rock your soft-ass t-shirts. Tickets are available at iamrappaporttour.com. Dallas, the Texas Theater. You know that's where they caught Harvey Oswald, that fuck.
Oh, man.
So the doors open at 7. The show starts at 8, and it's going to be me, G. Moody, and some really, really, really special guests. Trust me, when I say that, I'm not saying that to manipulate you and take advantage of you. It's going to be a dope show. The Texas show in Dallas, Texas, the 29th. All right, what up? What up? This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I'm here with G Moody. Last name rhymes with duty.
Yep, always ready.
G Monetti.
For sure.
So this is going to be the last time you hear me with a fucked up voice. I went to an ear, nose, and throat guy last week, and the guy checked me out. They were able to diagnose what I have. In order to diagnose what's going on in your throat, they need to stick a tube from your nose down the back of your throat.
Oh, shit, yo.
So they did that, and then I went to this pharmacy to get this medicine to help. I basically have a bacteria infection in my throat. It's like a sore throat, you know, gone wrong.
Okay.
So I went to this pharmacy. It is actually the quintessential Beverly Hills pharmacy. I don't know why there's not a reality show. It's a fucking nut house in there of, you know, of the filthy rich. There's sort of an underbelly, undercurrent of scumbags that meander around Beverly Hills. They're in there too. And it's just a bugged out pharmacy. But those fucks in there last week, they gave me the wrong medicine, and it didn't do anything wrong, but it didn't help me. So I went back to the doctor this morning, and he stuck the fucking tube back up my nose, back down my throat, and I had improvement. But, you know, we got to the bottom of it, and nonetheless, I got the right medicine. And although I don't sound great now, I feel better, and I'm strongly confident that by the next time we do the podcast, I will have my voice back, and it sucks. It sucks for a person like me who likes to talk as much shit as I like to talk to be quieted and muted. And it's been a struggle. I'm very well aware of it. You know, I've been doing the big three. I've been traveling. I'm actually doing this show. And of course, we're doing this, the podcast. So I haven't had a minute to shut up and let my voice rest. You know, I was struggling on the sidelines of the big three. We had the games in Tulsa this week, and they were dope. And I want to give a shout out to all the Rappapack that's been coming to the games, all the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast fans that have been coming to the games, the Barstool crew that's been at the games, all the stoolies, I've been getting catcalled the whole time. And it's dope. People are like, where's G Moody? People are like, what is Saturday for? People are talking a lot of shit. And it brings a warmness to my heart every time. So if there's anybody that's listening to this podcast that's going to be in Philadelphia for the big three games, Sunday the 16th, scream at me, yell at me. If I hear you, I'll come over. We could take a selfie. You know, we're taking pictures, signing shit, whatever. It's been so much fun doing the games, and I'm having such a good time. And I know the people that are into the big three are loving it, and it's just been a fucking ball. So I really feel confident that the next time we do a podcast, I should be back to full strength. It's not easy. You know what someone said to me? They said that you sound like you're perpetually doing your Stan Van Gundy impression.
Word. Yeah. You sound like, yeah.
I sound like I'm doing Stan Van Gundy. Like, listen, I just got back from Cuba. We were down there doing a clinic. I had Rory Sparrow and Jack Sigma. We got a little fucking nuts this time. I got to tell you, we got nuts. Rory, he's a God-fearing man, but somebody slipped something into his drink. We're at a Chinese restaurant in Cuba. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. He gets up. He starts taking his clothes off. Sigma says, Rory, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, Rory, put your goddamn shirt on. He's undressing in the Chinese restaurant. Mind you, we're in Cuba. These cocksuckers, everybody's banged up. There was a donkey show going on right in the fucking restaurant. We were just down there doing a clinic. So me and Sigma, we get a little banged up. The next thing you know, I got arrested. Anyway, that's it. For those new listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, I don't want to fuck with my voice.
Yeah, don't fuck up your voice, Duke.
I obviously can't ILO anybody, but I know it doesn't sound great now. But I'm going to get it back, and I feel like I have the right medicine, and yada, yada, yada. So, G, let's just jump into this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you see the press conference?
I saw it.
With Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. They had their first press conference, and it was, you know, it was a packed house. And I said from the beginning this was going to be the most well-promoted fight in a long time because Conor McGregor, a white guy, likes to talk shit.
Right.
Floyd Money Mayweather obviously likes to talk shit. He's provocative and you know, people either love him or hate him. And then you have a black guy and a white guy, both who like to talk shit, and they're fighting. And the racial undertones, and I don't even know if they're undertones, the overtones are so palpable. This isn't going to be, I'm going to take pride and say we're going to be the only ones that are going to be talking about this with the fight. I don't care about the MMA, the UFC of it all. Nope. I feel very confident that Floyd Mayweather is going to beat him in a very boring fight. Conor McGregor has stolen everything that Floyd Mayweather has done to promote fights. He talks shit. He throws money around. He antagonizes. He insults his opponents. And his whole style is chump. His whole style is stolen. It's all derivative of Muhammad Ali, who, you know, was inspired by Gorgeous George and wrestlers and all that shit.
Right.
But to see,
and you see how that behavior coming from Conor McGregor, how that's viewed rather than Floyd Mayweather. How, like, it's not welcomed on Floyd. It's seen as, oh, fuck this guy, he's this, he's that. But on if Conor McGregor is doing it, it's seen as good. Like,
it's,
yo,
like, it's like funny, it's endearing, it's non-threatening, it's not obnoxious.
Yep.
It's like he's like the cat's meow because it's a white guy doing it.
Right. And I couldn't understand, like, Floyd Mayweather has never lost. He beat all those dudes, right? He's 49 and 0, something like that. And he gets booed in his own country. I can't understand it, but yo, for his skill level and the ability to actually win 49 fights and beat everybody in front of you, yo, I think as an American, he should get cheered for that. This is, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they booed this.
Gerald, this fight, I'm telling you, the racial overtones or undertones, I don't even know if you could call them undertones because they're so obvious to me. They're so palpable. Now, we can't sit here and say that Floyd Mayweather is somehow a sympathetic figure. We know about his past and the shit he's done and the domestic abuse and all that stuff.
Okay.
But so I'm not going to make any excuse for that. So there's no but.
I'm separating that. I mean, I'm just saying as a fighter, as a fighter, yo, 49 and 0, who did that? Who's done that? Who's kicked ass for 21 years?
It's going to be a boring 12-round fight.
Right.
Conor McGregor's not going to get, like, knocked out. It's not going to happen. He'll get peppered. Floyd Mayweather will win on points. Floyd Mayweather's never been a big knockout fighter. Then if you want to see somebody get elbowed to the head, don't watch the fight. Because it's going to be a boring fight, and there's going to be legions of Conor McGregor fans, and there's going to be all of Ireland. It's going to have like a soccer game mentality.
Right.
And my hope, Gerald, is that there's not a fucking riot in the arena because these drunken Irish lunatics and the Welsh and the European fans and the Trump of it all and the divisiveness in this country, I sincerely hope that Vegas is aware that there could potentially be a riot, win, lose, or draw, and it could be a race riot.
Floyd's going to come in there in his own country as the American fighter and not have Americans on his side. So it's just, but this
he'll
is
have
how
black, he'll have black Americans. He'll have black,
oh,
black
we know
people
that.
Be on his side.
That we know that we know what's going to happen going in. So we already know what time it is, but he's going to be in his own home country and not get that love that, yo, I never lost. I beat all these guys. I was the champ for 20 years, and that's not to be respected. I think that's some bullshit, and we know what time it is with this guy and his skill level, And this guy's first professional fight. So I know you hoping. I know y'all motherfuckers is hoping that the new Jerry Cooney could pull it off. Sorry. Skill level's too much, yo. Sorry.
Yeah, he's going to get his ass kicked. And it's not going to be like an ass kicking like where he gets knocked out. He's just going to lose a boxing match.
Oh, yeah.
So the cease and desist t-shirt collection is on sale. It's up. And Adam, all of our t-shirts are on sale at barstoolsports.com. The new Gringo Mandingo, the I Am Rappaport America t-shirt, as well as the limited time only. And when I say it's a limited time only t-shirt, it's a limited time only t-shirt. I expect to get a cease and desist order. But the Michael Rappaport Kardashian mashup and the Stay in Your Lane Rob Kardashian mashup are available at barstoolsports.com. Even though we went to Barstool Sports, the t-shirts are still butter soft. But the reason why I brought up the cease and desist collection
right,
is because Rob Kardashian last week, he played himself with Blak Chyna. And everybody's up to speed at that, of that. But then this hack, this pig, this lawyer, celebrity lawyer, who is trying to front like she's a woman's right, and she's in the law business for women's rights and a women's advocate. Her name is Lisa Bloom. She tweeted out after the Rob Kardashian Blak Chyna meltdown that she was representing Blak Chyna, and she just gave Rob Kardashian notice. We'll be in court, and we're going to get restraining orders and more to come. And I saw this tweet, and it really bothered me because these lawyers, these Beverly Hills lawyers, they're home wreckers, okay? Now Blak Chyna, she went to court. She, you know, was dressed in black, and she didn't have the rainbow hair, and she wasn't showing her breasts, and she was trying to come off like she's demure and a victim. And I don't know if Rob Kardashian actually hit her. I don't condone that. I don't respect that. I don't support that. But they're saying he slut-shamed her. And obviously, they have a very messy relationship. He was talking greasy about her on Twitter. Shouldn't be doing that. I'm not on any side, okay? I know that China, Blak Chyna is no, she's no victim.
Right.
She's a hood chick. She has a kid with Tigger the Rapper. And she broke up with Tigger the Rapper because the Kylie Jenner, whatever the fuck her name is, it's just a mess. But then when it's all fucked up, you get this Lisa Bloom, this lawyer, who I guarantee you reached out to Blak Chyna. I guarantee you Blak Chyna didn't reach out to her.
Right.
And she said, I'll represent you. Now, if you have a case, and let's say she was domestically abused, would you want a lawyer who has a fondness for being on TV? If she was really beat up, really hurt, really a victim, why would you give that lawyer the ability and the access to tweet about your case? What kind of a fucking lawyer is going to tweet about your case? If I had a lawyer and I was dealing with a real serious situation and they're tweeting, I'm representing Michael Rapaport, I'd be like, what the fuck? What kind of lawyer does that?
Yeah,
this woman is an animal, okay? she's a home wrecker.
Yeah.
She's a con.
She takes pride in it, yeah.
Yeah, she takes pride in being a con, a mutt, a dog, a home wrecker.
Yes,
okay,
I agree.
And her mother was a home wrecker. Her mother was a con, a mutt, a dog, okay? And she's like... She tweeting pictures like all that matters is little baby dream, like Rob Kardashian and Blak Chyna's baby. All that mattered. All of a sudden, you're friends with the family. That's all that matters. Let me tell you something. When the bill comes and Rob Kardashian has to pay 80% of it and Blak Chyna has to pay 20% of it and Lisa Bloom realizes that Blak Chyna didn't pay her bill because she's just a money grubber, she's not going to be sending out pictures of the baby anymore.
Hell no.
That's hell. When they put liens on your shit to get paid.
Yep.
Because, and apparently Lisa Bloom lost the case to Rob Kardashian's father. And now they got Robert Shapiro, the guy who represented OJ. And it's a whole fucking shit show. It's a whole fucking mess. And you know who's going to be paying for it? Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
So Lisa Bloom, you're no longer called Lisa Bloom. You will now be referred to by me and G Moody and the rest of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast contingent as Crooked Lisa, you fuck you. That's the full name. Crooked Lisa, you fuck you. All right, Miles, cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. Who fucked the dog?
You what?
Who fucked the dog? Why would he fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did.
What?
No.
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 Yes, yes, yes. This is the sick fuck of the week. The sick fuck of the week is an award that is earned, not given. It is an award that is earned, not given. If you never listened to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, and I think there is quite a few out there, this is an award for not just the sickest of the sick. It's an award with that person with that certain je ne sais quoi, as they say. All right, in Arizona, the sick fuck of the week, his name is Destry Lynn McClure. I've never heard anybody with the name of Destry Lynn McClure, but have you ever met anybody named by the name of Destry?
Hell no, man.
Okay. This sick fuck has a chihuahua, a four-year-old chihuahua. And instead of, you know, getting rid of the dog in a very, you know, loving, compassionate way, this sick fuck decided to drag his four-year-old chihuahua behind in his vehicle. The chihuahua is a small dog, 10, 12, maybe 15 pounds. And the sick fuck dragged the dog. The dog fortunately lived. And there are charges being put up on Destry Lynn McClure of Cottonwood, Arizona. So if you know this gentleman out in Cottonwood, Arizona, I know you know a lot of people in Arizona, Gerald.
Yes. Yes.
Be on the lookout for this sick fuck. Shame him and ridicule him. There is another sick fuck, police officer in Minnesota, who went to the house to investigate something going on. Instead of, you know, leaving the premises or checking the premises, the two family dogs that were there to take care of a young kid who has some special needs, he shot not one dog, but he shot two dogs. This is a police officer.
Oh, man. Oh, he's gonna get hung for that.
Right. Good point. He's going to get more charges for that than the guy who killed Philando Castro did on Facebook Live. Now, obviously, we can't compare the two, but people will be more up in arms about that than they will about the unarmed civilians that are killed time in and time out. And those are the two sick fucks of the week that I have. Gerald, I don't know if you have a sick fuck of the week, but if you do, please, please go ahead.
I have one. There's a gang in Zimbabwe of females. It's called the SBG gang. And there are three women. SBG is short for the Sperm Bandit Gang. And these women, they prey on travelers and tourists for their semen. So,
and what do they want to do with that skeet?
They kidnap you, then demand sexual intercourse at gunpoint. Then they sell the semen for good luck. SBG in the house, Zimbabwe.
Can you imagine having to be forced to perform sexually with a gun to your head?
Jeez, yo, they getting in that milk. They getting that work.
Speaking of skeeting, Jeremy Meeks, who's better known as the hot convict, I think we've all heard of this guy. He's a pretty boy dude who got arrested on something from Stockton, California, and then only in America, and it's great. After his charges were dropped and he's got out of jail and he built up 1.2 million Instagram followers, he is now a very successful, very hardworking, a law-abiding citizen who's also a male model. Okay, he's all over the world, you know, doing shows, fashion shows, this and that and the other. It's a real Only in America comeback story. And if you are Jeremy Meeks, you're this pretty boy from Stockton, California. You probably never, you know, left the big city. This guy was, you know, in and out of trouble and all that stuff. He was in a gang, blah, 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 blah. So now he's found his calling as a model. And of course, a guy like this, as he should, is out there skeeting.
Yeah,
he's out there.
Yeah.
He's out there. He's out there probably. This guy is probably a great up-and-coming stick man. Just like Aaron Judge, who is now the baseball home run king, with the void of a great stick man on the current Yankees, the window to take over stick man of New York is all yours, Aaron Judge. But that's a different subject. Jeremy Meeks is now, you know, he's part of, like, you know, TMZ and all that stuff. Because he was, he's starting to see a very, very wealthy 26-year-old heiress. She's a British heiress. Chloe Green is her name, and now the tabloids are following him, and now they're trying to shame him, and once again, it all comes down to, can a stick man stick? This guy should be plugging every single thing that's moving.
Yep, because he should be. In jail, if his life would have went the way he was fucking, the way he was working it. So, yo, enjoy yourself. It's unlikely you got here. Get all you can. Do your job. Do no harm. And let a stick man stick.
Let a stick man stick. Can a stick man stick? Can a skeeter skeet?
Yes.
Okay? You just mad because you're not fucking. Stop writing these little bullshit articles. Stop trying to shame my man and let this man do his thing. This is a pretty boy known as the hot convict. He's now a professional male model. Let him get it popping.
Right, right, right. This is his life.
Did you hear that Kim Kardashian is upset over the Jay-Z diss? And she's publicly, you know, upset that Jay-Z dissed Kanye on that record. And I say, since you guys are so immersed in hip hop, and since you guys are, you know, you care so much about what's going on in the streets, why don't you make a diss track pack?
Yeah. Flow on the mic. Get busy on the mic. Let me see what you got.
Yeah, you're upset because, first of all, mind your fucking business. But if you really have a problem with it, get up there and spit.
Yeah.
16 bars, 32 bars, 48 bars. Get up there and do something.
Yeah, you got 100 million followers. Kick that shit on Instagram. Let's see it.
Let's see what you got. Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner, if they play your song on Snapchat and Instagram, the song goes triple platinum. You guys know what's hot in the streets. If you have a problem with what Hov said, spit.
Right. Dig in them crates. Get them records. Flip them samples. Let's see what you got.
Let's see what you got. What else is going on, G?
Oh, I got a fucking no good judge, man.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a fucking bad one. Utah barbarian, 25-year-old Nicholas Lewis, who admittedly raped several underage girls, was sentenced to just 100 days in jail by another depraved barbarian, Judge Darryl McDade, Provo, Utah.
Shit.
No good fucking judge, making a mockery of law.
Good for nothing, no good fucking judge.
Yep.
Listen, we were the guys that warned you about domestic flights in the United States. We were the guys that told you, me and G. Moody, when you go on a flight, it's not time to chill. It's no longer a place to just get your thoughts together. You need to keep your head on a fucking swivel. Okay? And lo and behold, some dude tried to get it on and popping the other day. Did you hear about this guy? He was in first class, a first class passenger. He went up to where the pilots were, you know, where they are in that area where the bathrooms are in between a first class and where the stewardess and the flight attendants chill. I guess you can't say stewardess anymore. It's not politically correct.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you don't want to offend anybody. But he tried to open the door. And the flight attendant did what they were supposed to do. And they busted money over the head with a wine bottle. Congratulations.
Yes.
Good job. Unfortunately, the guy, when he did his mugshot, I wanted to see him bloodied and kicked in the face.
Yeah. Me too. You're not getting in that cockpit. Yo, that area should be restricted, and whoever broached that area, we could do whatever we want to you, man. These cats is flying this plane. What the fuck you doing up here, man?
Sit the fuck down, you cocksucker, you. Sit the fuck down. You say that once, you say that twice, and then they do what they did exactly what you're trained to do. Break out the wine bottles and bust it over his fucking head.
Yeah, and then everybody get in on it because this guy tried to bring this plane down when everybody would be dead. So get in on it.
What else is going on, G. Monetti? Did you hear about the mural for Prodigy?
Yeah.
So Prodigy from Mobb Deep, they built him a beautiful mural in New York, I think in Queens.
Yeah.
And a few days after it went up, it was vandalized. And then they fixed it, and while they were fixing it, a gang said that we're going to keep doing that because we had beef with Prodigy. So then they ruined the mural again, and now the mural's not going back up.
Oh, man. Damn. That's fucked up, right? Right outside his home, it's Queensbridge. Motherfuckers couldn't bury the hatchet. This guy's he's dead, man. Damn.
I don't know what part of the game that is, but it's fucked up.
Ultimate sucker shit right there, man. Yeah. Doesn't get no lower than that. This guy has passed on and you're still holding grudges. Damn.
All right, what else, G. Monetti?
Yo, 12 in Florida, of course, 12 greyhounds, those dogs,
Jesus.
Tested positive for that yayo. At a Florida racetrack, the dogs were all skied up. You know, they was running and they were winning all the races. So they did a random drug test and it came back positive for that ski. So they were giving the dogs cocaine so they could fucking run out of the park.
Ridiculous. So the person who ran their kennel was putting them on those white skies. Those white skies that hard body karate. That's that real hard body karate.
Yeah, so the dogs had cocaine and they were winning all the races, and they caught them.
They were on that Aaron Pryor.
Yes.
All right, you got anything else? Because we're going to cut this one short because I am going to rest this voice. I am going to rest the golden voice. I got this medicine. Hopefully the next time you hear me, I'll be screaming and yelling pain-free. And I will sound like a real man and not sound like Harold Letterman. I feel like I sound like Harold Letterman, who's the fight judge. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I appreciate you guys bearing with my throat.
Yeah,
I'm doing everything I can to get it better. And can I say? The 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year. Always ready, G. Monetti. My name is Mike Rapp. They call me White Mike. Some people call me Bird, and some people actually call me Mr. White Folks. But I'm best known as the Gringo Mandingo. We're out.
Yeah. Peace.